Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Anna Sale, in for Brian Lehrer. Now, the latest target in Mayor Bloomberg's ongoing war against obesity? Elevators. Earlier this week, the mayor signed an executive order mandating city agencies to promote the use of stairways and use what's called active design in new building construction and major renovations. He's also created a new nonprofit, the Center for Active Design, to promote a more active school of architecture. The mayor made his announcement at a building in the new school, which incorporates active design principles. And we're joined now by the architect of that building, Roger Duffy. He's a partner at the architectural and engineering firm Skidmore, Owings & Merrill. Roger Duffy, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you, Anna. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Thanks for joining us. So to start, give us a brief description. What is active design?
Active design is basically moving around and ambulating through these buildings using staircases, not being sedentary. So it's basically promoting activity and creating a new awareness for the importance of activity relative to health. So all things that we probably intuitively know, you know, moving around, exercising, all those things are good for you, promote better health. And these guidelines are ways to make people more aware that those things are good and can be incorporated into architecture.
So is active design fundamentally in tension with a high rise, or can you design a high rise that you don't have to take an elevator to the 50th floor?
It's a great question, because more and more of the city is involved in construction of high-rises, but many high-rises already have active design features. So let's say in an 80-story tower, you might have a law firm that has many floors in it, you know, 8 or 10 floors, whatever, or a hedge fund or whatever, and they actively use the stairs to communicate between the floors of their tenancy. Or a lot of them build communicating stairs so they can walk between and there's less reliance on elevators. These kinds of activities, I think many companies find. We do the same thing here in our firm on Wall Street, where we have a communicating stair. You also, through this activity of walking between space vertically, you interact with different people and exchange ideas, which is another important component of how business will operate in the future, chance encounters that provoke new awarenesses.
Listeners, we want to hear from you about this. What did you make of the mayor's call to take the stairs more? Give us a call at 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. The mayor says taking the stairs should be cool again. Do you take the stairs if you have the option? Don't New Yorkers do enough walking? Think for a minute, maybe it's not going to be 90 degrees for the next several years in a row. Think about a cooler day and whether you'd be willing to take the stairs a little more at work. 212-433-9692. You can also leave a comment at WNYC.org. Click on the Brian Lehrer Show. So what I find kind of interesting is this idea of thinking about architectural design and incorporating it in terms of a public health paradigm. So break down for me, what are some of the actual health outcomes that you get when you think about designing a building with an active design, kind of, you know, with active design in mind?
Right. For instance, on our building for the new school, it's their new university center in the corner of 14th Street and 5th Avenue in Greenwich Village, we incorporated active design by externalizing all the fire stairs in the building. So what I mean by that is all the life safety stairs for the building are on the facade facing the street and have full glass to the outside. So people can use these stairs. They're encouraged to use these stairs. The elevators are designed to encourage people to use these stairs, and people will use them, we think, because the stairs have full glass to the outside. So it's almost like being on the sidewalk, walking around the city, looking at people. You don't even know you're moving up and down in these buildings. It becomes kind of an intuitive activity. So as opposed to fire stairs that are sort of hermetic and opaque on the inside of a building, you can make these much more pleasant so that people will want to use them as opposed to being forced to use them. So I think there are many different things, but a lot of it is where you put them, how aware you make people of their location, but also the quality of the spaces that you create. So design has a big part in supporting this public health initiative, we think.
And architects have been talking about active design for some years now, but is this happening a lot of places, or is the new school building one of the first?
I think the new school building is quite innovative that way. And, you know, not only will the public see people walking up and down in these staircases because it's totally visible as like a hive of activity, but when you're in these staircases, you look out and you experience the city at different strata. So it sort of heightens the experience of being in a wonderful city like New York. Many times when you walk along the sidewalk, you have the perspective of being in the sidewalk. Or if you happen to be in a high-rise building, you go up and you're in someone's private office and you can look out and experience the city in new ways. But staircases are, by and large, an extension of the public realm. They're open to everybody. So, you know, it's a chance for many more people to experience the city in richer ways than we currently experience them. So maybe it's a beginning of a new paradigm for buildings in the city. Not sure, but one would hope so.
And you say buildings in the city, Roger Duffy, but one of the things I immediately thought was, my goodness, of all the places in America that need more walking, I don't immediately think of New York City. I think of all of these suburban office parks that everybody has to drive to, and then they have to drive away to get lunch, and then they drive back, and you could go a full 8-hour workday only walking a few hundred yards. I mean, is this something that you're looking to sort of promote outside of New York City, which is very walking friendly?
Yes, I agree with you. Mayor Bloomberg made the point at the press conference that I participated in the other day at the New School that New Yorkers live on average, not sure about these statistics, but this is what he said, an average of 3 years longer than other citizens in the United States, which is interesting because you're right. People in New York walk and they're more active, so they seem to be less obese and more healthy than other areas of the country that rely on, you know, personal forms of transportation to move around or elevators in suburban office parks. But that said, you know, once the market changes, you know, we saw that with the iPhone and things like that, where once these things catch on, the markets shift and everyone's going to want this kind of thing because they're going to see the benefits of it, perhaps. So, you know, things start in particular ways. There's catalytic kind of projects, maybe New School's one, the iPhone might have been one, and these things do spread because once people desire them and demand them, then these other markets might change as well.
We're getting some reaction from listeners. I want to hear from Anne in the East Village. What do you make of the mayor's initiative for more active design?
I just can't take it anymore. I live in a sixth-floor walk-up. I would walk a mile vertically and horizontally to take an escalator instead of stairs. And I smoke cigarettes, and I never drink soda. But now this taking stairs business, I've had enough of him. He's driving me crazy.
All right, Anne, thanks for your call. Ellen in Manhattan, what do you think about this?
Well, I have a concern as a person with a disability. How does this gel with the Americans with Disabilities Act and thinking about those of us who can't walk the stairs?
Ellen, that's a good question. Roger Duffy, are actively designed buildings also friendly to people with disabilities?
Yeah, I mean, the Disabilities Act is a regulation, and we have to comply with that. So these buildings that make people more aware that, you know, you can use the stair if you so desire, doesn't change the regulation, the underlying regulation where all spaces and all buildings have to be fully accessible. So the caller doesn't have to worry. Those things will remain constant in the future.
Does it mean, though, so I'm trying to think about how an internal actively designed office in a high rise, so are there ramps alongside stairwells that are internal stairwells, or do you have to just kind of go a little, are the elevators less conspicuous?
Well, the elevators are pretty central to buildings these days. But, for instance, in the New School project, we have something called skip-stop elevators. So during peak class changeover times, the elevator stop on particular floors, not all floors. And when the doors open, the staircases present themselves and look attractive. So the building was designed around that kind of focus. That said, if someone with a disability wanted to access any floor at any time in that building, they can do that. So it's building in those kinds of flexibilities and prioritization of different pieces of infrastructure in these buildings to create opportunities that currently don't exist. But again, this is, you know, the first of its kind of project, but we think that it may create new awarenesses and make people more aware that you can move in a new way, in a pleasant way, through a building other than being in an elevator.
We've also gotten a call from David Burney. He's the chairman of the Center for Active Design, and you wanted to make sure we note the real public health initiative, the thrust behind this whole idea, right?
Yes. Well, first of all, I just want to commend Roger on the terrific building for the new school, and it really does exemplify what you can do with active design principles. But just want to make a couple of points. The person that mentioned the issue with people with disabilities, we actually work very closely with Victor Calise, the Commissioner of the Mayor's Office for People with Disabilities. And what we thought at first might be an issue, using stairs rather than elevators, actually we find there are more synergisms with that, because the more, to the extent that you make places accessible, make them barrier-free, make them easier for people to walk, actually helps everybody and is an aspect of universal design. But the other point I wanted to make was this is a public health initiative. The reason the mayor took up this initiative is that after smoking, obesity and all the health-related issues that follow is our second most important public health issue. And as designers in the past, as architects and planners, we've been sort of part of the problem because we've encourage people to have a more sedentary life by being able to drive everywhere, being always able to take elevators and escalators. And we need to change that. We need to make it easier for people to be more active. We're not mandating them. They're not forcing them to take the stairs. But they ought to be able to have opportunities to have barrier-free access, to have better pathways, and so on, so that people can become more active and lead a less sedentary lifestyle. And it benefits everybody, fat, thin, tall, short. The more exercise you take in your normal day-to-day life, the healthier you'll be and the longer you'll live.
All right. Thanks so much for calling in. That's David Burney, the chairman of the Center for Active Design. And Roger Duffy, did you take the stairs this morning when you were coming into work?
I did.
On this hot day? I'm impressed.
Well, we have a communicating stair between our floors, so I did.
So that counts. Well, Roger Duffy, you
Thank
are
you
the architect
much.
Of the new building, the new school, a building that is an example of active design. That means architecture designed to promote public health. He's a partner with the architectural and engineering firm Skidmore, Owings, and Merrill. Roger Duffy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Anna.